This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and they offer local loans. So your money starts and stays in the community.
Nice.
Wow. Learn more at FremontBank.com. 9 o'clock, 9:15 or so. Corey Rosen's in to review Bad Boys for Life and Doolittle. Yeah, boy. Demi Lovato has been announced as a Super Bowl national anthem singer. So she'll be screaming that at us. Bit of a yeller. She's great. She's actually a really good singer and stuff. But man, does she yell during her songs?
Got a big voice. You want to use her?
I got it. All right. Take it easy. It's like my favorite song. I love the national anthem. You got to stand and take that hat off. Or you can kneel if you want to. I'm perfectly fine with you kneeling.
I put my hand on my heart, but I'm still playing audio and adjusting
the
levels.
I mean, you know, the thing is
oh, man, my leg hurts.
Take off your hat, you know, stand up. Or kneel.
Wearing headphones.
I do like this song, though.
This song?
I dig this track. Dig it.
I'm not sorry.
Really good pop song.
Sorry. She just yells all the time. She's always yelling at me.
It's okay.
Stop yelling at me, lady. Let's have some other song. Like, she yells in all of them. I mean, she's very talented, but I get like all amped up.
Man, people with big voices like to use them.
Yeah, she's not really wailing on this one that crazy. Like, I'm sure she does towards the end. Oh, man.
Get to the end of it. I mean, you know she's going to be wailing at the end. She's going to start yelling
at
me.
She's still pretty.
I know I'm in trouble for something.
People with big voices like to let it loose, and why wouldn't you?
Yeah, but
you never heard Madonna belting like that.
No, Madonna can't sing. But I do think, though, that it's almost like a, I don't know, it's a use of voice thing. Like Mariah Carey, she opens it up and it's wide, but it's still pleasant. Like, it doesn't feel like I'm getting yelled at. Like, Demi just yells. She's just yelling at
me! I don't think
she
opens up that much on this one.
No, apparently not.
Yeah, this is everybody.
I don't even know that one.
Aretha Franklin is kind
of... She's not a yeller.
She put that gospel style of singing on the map publicly. And ever since then, every other singer is doing their version of it.
She's not a yeller. But did you ever feel like Aretha was yelling at you? No, you didn't. Except when she was actually mad.
Aretha did some yelling.
She could go up real high and have power behind it, and still it sounded like singing.
Oh, yeah.
Yelling.
She definitely did that. She was hollering, though. As we say in the church, she would holler.
Yeah, but she's not.
Who are you talking about?
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, Aretha. Come on.
The GOAT.
Greatest of all time.
Greatest singer of all time.
My God. She's almost untouchable.
Nothing she couldn't do.
Seems like every year people are complaining about who's getting inducted or not into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And before you start your rant, because I know you're going to, let me get through this story.
I'm just all taking it all in, as we said.
So, as we mentioned yesterday, the Rock Hall announced the class of 2020 is the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Depeche Mode, Nine Inch Nails, T-Rex, and Notorious B.I.G. The winner of the fan vote was the Dave Matthews Band.
Really?
By a lot.
Not
and
shocking, though.
They didn't even make it in.
Of course not.
Third place. In fact, let's see. I want to say the only act in the fans' top five to make it in was the Doobie Brothers, who were third place in the fan poll.
Who was second?
Pat Benatar was second, which I think she would deserve. Here's the thing. Let me read you these quotes from. These are from a guy who used to be in Judas Priest. His name is Richie Faulkner. Are they British? I think they are.
Yeah, aren't they?
Says it doesn't make sense. Hence why the Rock Hall holds no credibility for me and never has. It's a total joke. You want to call it the Rock Hall? You should start with a healthy foundation of rock in all its forms to build on. The founding brothers and sisters that created and developed our beloved style of music and aided its evolution. Otherwise, what does it mean? And he makes it. I actually like the point. Like, I'm sorry, but it is called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If they want to have the Music Hall of Fame, That's where Whitney Houston belongs. That's where Depeche Mode belongs. Those aren't rock acts. And feel free to text your bitching.
Yeah, they will.
I'm totally fine with that. But I think, you know, you gotta, like, only two of the bands inducted this year actually had a drummer. Like, I feel like a rock and roll band gotta have a drummer. Even Nine Inch Nails, rock? I don't know. Mm. I guess a variant of that, but I don't know.
I don't have a problem with
the music. Yeah, now you can go.
I don't have a
problem
with it. Gene Simmons does the same rant every year, but I have always thought of rock and roll as a generic term. Rock music, that's different. That's a lot more specific. That is your Judas Priest. That is your Guns N' Roses and Nirvana.
Rock and roll.
But rock and roll is a generic term for pop music starting in the 50s, and that's what it always was.
But that was, but they called it rock and roll because it was like guitar, bass, like Chuck Berry.
I don't think that's why they called it rock and roll.
They actually say that. I think Chuck Berry coined the term.
Well, if Chuck Berry says it, then it's true.
Yes,
but rock and roll, but rock and roll is just a generic term for pop music. It always was. Rock music is a specific genre, but rock and roll is just rock and roll music.
Yeah. All right. Look, I totally disagree with you.
I know.
But I feel like...
Remember when you said you were right earlier? I'd love to hear that again right now.
I would love to hear you say it, bitch. I mean, so...
Hey, it looks like Alan Freed was the one that coined rock
and
roll.
He was a, Alan he Freed. Was a DJ.
Right.
And what was he playing when he called it rock and roll?
He's probably playing Aretha Franklin.
No, he wasn't. I don't know.
It was called race music when black people sang.
It was called what?
Race music.
Race music.
That's what they called it when black people sang it.
What, if they took a song and a white group
no,
did it,
there
was
a separate chart. It was called race music.
God, that's
harsh. What it was.
That was the title of it? Yeah. Race music?
Race music.
PCT, find out what it means to me. Ow! A little respect. Ow! Little respect.
Just a little bit.
You should play other songs besides that one, though. That's like the one, you
well,
know.
That's the one. Yeah,
that is the Aretha Franklin song.
It is the one, but it's, you know, she's...
Which is weird. It's always funny because the most popular songs by your favorite artists...
Are rarely the
best songs by
I
those
know.
Artists.
Well, it's like Pat Benatar. I could never hear Hit Me With Your Best Shot again. Ever. Like, ever, ever.
How about
never.
Love Is a Battlefield?
I'll take it. Oh. How about Hell Is for Children?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hell Is for Children.
Oh, there's a million great yeah.
Pat Benatar
songs.
Can sing her
Dude,
ass
she's
off.
She's amazing.
She's a great vocalist, man.
She's one of my favorites. She was a huge influence on me, Marcus.
Good, because she's an awesome singer.
So good. She's just so good, so easy.
You want me to play you some Aretha where she really
gets
off?
Yeah, give me some yelling where it actually compares to the yelling that Demi Lovato does.
Aretha Franklin. I think that starts with some hollering. That's my girl.
That ain't yelling, man. That's singing. That's
yeah, it
totally
is.
Different.
So are you agreeing with her or disagreeing with her right now?
No, he disagrees with me.
I agree. She's hollering. This is what we call it, hollering. Remember when she stepped in for Pavarotti?
Yeah.
At the Grammys?
Yes. This is freaking amazing. Yeah,
probably
she,
one of the best
amazing.
Performances on the Grammys
Rest
ever.
Rest in peace, Aretha. No, you will never see Whew. Your equal again. And it certainly ain't Demi Lovato.
No, it is not.
it is not even close. That woman caterwauls. That woman sings.
Sings.
She hollers if you prefer.
She hollers, that's right. This is the Grammys.
Yep, that's her standing in for Pavarotti.
And her range is ridiculous because she went deep in this song too.
Oh my God. That was a lot. That my like tears sprung to my eyes and my arms are tingling. Like, holy
crap. There's nothing
crap.
Like somebody who can sing, man.
God, man, that is not yelling.
And I think she had just learned that day.
Yeah, she wasn't.
And I think she was sick.
Wow.
Of course she was, because she was amazing.
And she was talking like this, but then she sang like that.
She's amazing.
Yeah, man.
She was. Oh, my God.
Love me some Aretha.
Mm. Aretha. Let Aretha show you how it's done. P. Davidson and Kaya Gerber, his latest insanely hot girlfriend. Like, how
does this happen?
How is this sunken-eyed skeleton man
He's
doing this?
He's a funny
this?
Guy, that's why.
And a big, apparently.
And he's not all there.
Yeah, we do love a little crazy.
I hate to say it, but it's hot. Yeah. A little crazy is hot. For men and women, we all like
broken people. The sound of like, oh, maybe I
what
can
do you
fix
think that,
that
is? Is
I
it the
know.
Unpredictability?
I don't like a little crazy.
Really?
I don't need that.
Usually covers crazy in the relationship. So
it's, I am the one.
That's because you're the crazy. Right. Got it.
Oh,
that makes
man,
sense.
That's probably true.
I just think of the same thing. Sense. Like, John's not crazy.
Oh, damn it. He's
it
right.
must be me. If you're with someone and you're like, that, my person's not crazy. Right.
It's
take
you.
A, take a look in the mirror.
It's you.
Someone in the relationship is holding together with their special brand of crazy.
I think I learned something about myself.
Well. That's what this show's for, Yuzi. Oh.
I like the inhibition of a little crazy.
The what?
The inhibition.
They're just kind of uninhibited.
Oh, you the uninhibited nature of the crazy. Yeah.
It's like, kind of cool.
Well, it keeps life unpredictable.
And interesting.
Which
and not
is
boring.
A good thing, sure. Yeah. So
can't
that's
go too
us,
far.
Yuzi. We're keeping it interesting in our relationships because you just never know we're going to lose our ass.
Yeah. Sure, so
wow, I thought everything was going along real smoothly. Why are you upside down hanging from the ceiling screaming, pulling your hair out?
I don't know.
If only I knew, I'd stop it. Man, I feel a little bit like that today. Marcus brings it out of me. Like I've ranted the last couple days.
Yeah,
I usually try to keep it so low. I try to be the normal one on the show. I guess he's so normal. Turns out you're not the crazy one.
Yes.
So, Pete Davidson, you know, the first time dating-wise he ever got onto my radar was Ariana Grande, of course. The whole world went, I'm sorry, what is happening?
And then, like, Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale, who is, I think, one of the hottest chicks alive.
Gorgeous.
That,
yeah,
that girl
buddy.
Is beautiful. Strong. And, by the way, twice his age. Not that that matters.
Doesn't.
They had just a short fling together. Mm-hmm. And then he was with that chick, Margaret Qualley. That's Andy McDowell's daughter, and she stars. She's one of the stars
I forgot
of
about her.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That chick is fine. Man, like, man. She is.
Ooh. How does he do it?
I don't know. And
well,
then,
he's tall, and he's funny, and he's got some money. So those things all play in his favor.
I guess so. I thought he spent all his money on Ariana Grande's engagement.
The ring.
And
that Saturday Night Live money must not be too bad.
I guess not. He's hardly even on there.
Nope. Isn't he going into rehab now?
He's got mental issues and he's got some substance abuse issues. I have
and
heard
he's
going.
Got is it lupus? What does he have?
He's got everything.
Oh, Crohn's disease. Was
oh
it?
Yeah,
Crohn's
That's
disease.
Right.
Yes.
And he also had Kaia Gerber, but apparently that's over.
Oh.
So that appears to be over.
I'm sure her parents are happy
her
about
parents
that.
Are yeah. thrilled. Apparently they're having a big argument. Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber were having a big argument, I guess, outside Kaya's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden Pete comes out and just walks away.
Were they having the argument about?
I don't know. They're having some kind of thing. Let me see. Let me just read you this whole thing. I think he's been getting some help. Gerber's, no, you know, it's not in this particular story. Oh, here it is. Shortly, her parents were having an intense conversation outside. They have not been seen in public in weeks. He was spotted leaving her apartment in December right after her parents were outside having an intense conversation. So I don't know if they were out there going, like, maybe the Maya Kaya was breaking up with him upstairs. She was like, Mom and Dad, if you could just like go downstairs and have that fight outside while I dump this dude.
Maybe the real story is what's going on with Cindy and hubby.
Let's hope nothing. I really
they
wish
seem like
happiness.
A solid
they do.
Couple.
Everybody seems solid until the news hits.
Mm-hmm. I hate when people break up. I feel like the breakup is always sort of the end point. Like, there was so much. Nobody just, like, wakes up one morning and goes, I got to break up.
Yeah.
Like, there's always crap that leads up to it. There's always some reason. And especially people who've been together for a long time, I just feel like, God, all that time invested. And you're like, F this.
Mm.
Yeah. I can't do it anymore. So I hope that that's not the case. Speaking of people who've consciously uncoupled, Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow, they have a couple kids together.
Yes, they do.
They have a daughter named Apple. And she is 15, and she...
Oh, my gosh, she's 15.
15 years old, wow. And has her first gig.
She's got doing first, what?
She's working in a clothing store.
Oh, okay. Oh. She's not singing.
Oh, No, not that I know of.
Oof.
He shared it's a sweet story. He was on Ellen yesterday, and he talked about his little daughter, Apple. He says, basically, she was mortified when he showed up to her work unannounced.
Mm.
My daughter works in a clothing store. It's her first job. She's about to be 16. I'm so proud of her. She's, you know, making her way in the world. Mm-hmm. which is, you know what? Good.
Where are they? L.A.?
I thought it was New York, no?
Is it New York?
Yeah, I don't know where they live. They could even live in England, for all I know.
Yeah,
I
mean, they live everywhere.
Right, they're people of the world. I actually think it's a valuable thing to teach a kid how long it takes to earn a buck. And
yeah. Amen.
You know,
hell
that's
yeah.
Rich people's kids should work.
Hell yeah.
So he was wanting to see her, where she worked, and he popped by during the shift. He decided to buy a T-shirt so that she could ring him up. And she saw him in line, and she was like, get out of here. So he's there, and she's like, get out. So he says, I felt terrible, so I moved to the other line. I was holding my T-shirt and really scared of my daughter. So she didn't end up helping him with his purchase, but I guess that he said, I paid for the T-shirt, and I'd brought her some fudge. So I said to the lady, can you just give this to my daughter? That's her over there. And as I was leaving, she shouted, love you, Dad.
Aww.
I know, isn't that so sweet?
Yes.
Parents.
Love you,
matter.
Dad. Just
doesn't
melts
matter.
You.
Doesn't matter who you are or what you do or how cool you think you might be, your kids are embarrassed by you. It's just the way it is.
100% true.
Yep. Does that stop at some point when they get a little older? Like,
no,
they stop
I was
being
just about to say, no, it does not. Oh. There's nothing, you're never cool.
How old's your oldest daughter?
My oldest daughter's 25.
You're not cool for her yet?
God, I'm not cool at all.
You're still like, Dad.
But no, we're tight, we kick it, but I'm not cool to her at all.
But you are a cool guy. I will
state
that
I
definitively.
Am, but
I've known you for many years.
Sure, and Tova's oldest daughter turns 21 next year. They're already plotting the 21st birthday deal. And Tova's wanting to go. I'm like, dude, she don't want you to go to her 21st birthday party.
They'd give her the gift of not going to her 21st birthday party.
And get this, it's going to be in New Orleans. I'm like, yeah, she's not going to want to kick it with you.
Oh,
why
that's
would
so
she
tempting,
want to?
Though. You love New Orleans.
Oh, I didn't say we weren't going to go to New Orleans.
Oh, I see. You just
I didn't say that.
You got to just get separate accommodations.
Yeah, it's got to be separate accommodations.
That's adorable.
When they go out at night, they'll go out at night. I'm charm. Like, nah, bro. You don't want to.
Don't do
let
that.
Her go and do her thing. Don't do that.
Nah, bro. You say that to your wife, huh? All right. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, boy. It could be true. Everything we see in the movies. An asteroid could be dangerous to life on Earth.
Oh, no.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.